This is the last day of the liturgical year. And as always, on November the 30th, which is not always the last day of the year, sometimes it's in the beginning of the year, but tomorrow is the first day of the new year, the first Sunday of Advent. But on this last day, we celebrate the feast of one of the great apostles of the church and of the church of the faith altogether, St. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, the first pope. And of course, the gospel for today did not go into that particular part of it, but elsewhere we see that St. Andrew saw Jesus as he was at the Jordan with St. John the Baptist, and he ran home to fetch his brother Simon. And he has said, "We have found the Messiah. He is here." So St. Peter rushed, and it was sometime after that the gospel of today takes place. They had already become, in a sense, his disciples, though not fully. So when our Lord calls them, they follow him immediately. And then he calls, in this Gospel of St. Matthew that we have read, he calls the two other brothers that are so very, very important to the church and to the scriptures, St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple, and his brother James the Greater, the first and last of the apostles to die for Christ. So today we have all this encompassed, encapsulated in a sense, in one beautiful way. But all of it is because we follow Christ, and we need to follow him totally and completely, which not all do. In fact, very, very few do. There are so many other things that are important to other people that are not of God's will and of God's kingdom. And of course, as you do, you shall receive. And so we hope and pray for the conversion of all. To this particular St. Andrew, who is the patron saint of Britain and Scotland, Russia, and of many other countries besides. When it was time for St. Andrew to give up the ghost, he was condemned to be crucified, and he asked, he did not want to be crucified like Jesus. He did not deem himself to be worthy. And then he did not want to be crucified upside down like his brother Peter. So he asked to be crucified on an X-shaped cross, if you can call it that. And so you see in the flags of many places, including the state of Florida, the X shape, which is part of the cross of St. Andrew. And so today we commend ourselves and the whole world to this great saint who converted many, many souls, who consecrated many bishops, ordained many priests, baptized many and confirmed many, and then who gave up his life in a horrible way, crucified on an X-shaped cross. May he bless us and protect us and deliver us from all evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.